Get out now. Who is the cat eating out on the town to make the whole dining room turn their hair round? It's the nigga. Nigga, nigga. He got the speakers in the trunk with the bass on crunk. Who be riding up in the high rise elevator? Other tenants who be praying he ain't the new neighbor. It's the nigga. Nigga, nigga, they try to play him like a chump, cause he got what they want. He under 30 years old, but already he's a pro. Designer trousers slung low, cause his pockets stay swole. Can afford to get up and be anywhere he go. VIP at the club, backstage the show.
Bienvenue dans cette nouvelle mise en bouche, votre intro apéritive à l'épisode de Samplez-moi à venir. Eh bien aujourd'hui, j'ai carrément viré l'émission classique pour que cette mise en bouche prenne place dans l'heure entière. C'est que l'épisode que j'avais prévu pour ce soir, même s'il est prêt, traite d'un sujet qui fêtera ses 20 ans tout pile, samedi 24 juin prochain. J'ai donc opté pour une version longue autour du génial Gil Scott Heron, parfois surnommé le parrain du rap. Il nous a quittés en mai 2011, à l'âge de 62 ans, mais son héritage reste immense. Bonne écoute!
He got the speakers in the trunk with the bass on crunk.
Now, who is the cat at Armani buying wares with the tourists will be asking them, do you work here,
Mr. Nigga? Nigga, 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 nigga.
Yo, the abstract with the mighty most deaf. White folks got a bump on the cross beneath their breath.
I didn't say it.
But they'll say it out loud again when they get with their close associates and friends. You know, sneak it in with their friends at the job, happy hour at the bar while the song is in their car. And even if it's never said and lips stay sealed, their actions reveal how their hearts really feel. Like, late night I'm on a first class flight, the only brother in sight, the flight attendant catch fright. I sit down in my seat to see, she approach officially talking about excuse me. Her lips curl up into a tight space, she don't believe that I'm in the right place. Showed her my boarding pass, and then she saw the gas, all embarrassed put an extra lime on my water glass. An hour later here she come by walking past, I hate to be a pest but my son would love your autograph.
Wow.
I have all your autographs.
They stay on nigga patrol on American roads, but when you travel abroad, they got world nigga law. Some folks get on the plane, go where they please, but I go overseas and I get overseas. London Heathrow, me and my people, they think that illegals are synonym for Negro. Far away places, customs agents flagrant, they think the dog faces smuggle weight in their cases. Bags inspected, now we arrested, attention directed, the contents of our intestines. Your analysis followed by...
Pour m'accompagner dans le défrichage d'une discographie riche et passionnante, j'ai lu en parallèle la fantastique BD de Thomas Mosri, retraçant le parcours du parrain du rap. On y apprend notamment que cette dénomination n'allait pas trop à Gil, qui, modeste, l'a trouvé un brin réductrice. Il n'aimait pas tellement le rap d'ailleurs, à part quelques artistes comme par exemple Talib Kweli ou Mos Def qu'on écoute ici.
Now who is the cat riding out on the town? State trooper wanna stop him in his ride, pat him down.
Mr. Nigga, 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 he got the speakers in the trunk with the bass on crunk.
Now who is the cat with the $100 bill? They got to send it to the tab to make sure the shit is real.
Mr. Nigga,
nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga. You can laugh and criticize Michael Jackson if you wanna. Woody Allen molested and married his stepdaughter. Same press kicking dirt on Michael's name. Show Woody and Soon Yi at the playoff game.
Hold a hand.
Sit back and just think about that. Would he get that type of dap if his name was Woody Black? OJ found innocent by jury of his peers, and they've been fucking with that nigga for the last 5 years. Is it fair? Is it equal? Is it just? Is it right? Do you do the same shit when the defendant faces white? If white boys doing it well, it's success. When I start doing it well, it's suspect. Don't hate me, my folks is poor, I just got money. America's 5 centuries deep in cotton money. You see a lot of brothers caked up, yo, straight up. It's new, y'all living off a slave trader's paper. But I'ma live though, you mama live though. I'm putting up the big swings for my kids, yo. Got my mom the fat waterfront crib, yo. I'ma get a damn pretty bay window. I'ma cop a nice home to abide in. A safe environment for seeds to reside in. A fresh trip for my whole family to ride in. And if I'm still Mr. Nigga, I won't find a surprise. Surprise.
Well, he loved plenty of women from Canada to Mexico. They would love to see him coming, and I hate it when he had to go. A macho man before macho ever came to town. And the only problem was not enough for him to go around. And you know he had more romances than LA's got stars. He had more romances than Detroit's got cars. He's a legend in his own mind, and God's a gift to women on a day God wasn't giving up a thing. Got a permanent Jones to assure you he's been everywhere. A show-stopping, name-dropping answer to the ladies' prayers. To hear him tell it he'd had more romances than doctors got bills. He had more romances than Beverly got hills. And he's a legend in his own mind, and God's.
Gilles Scott Heron est né le 1er avril 1949 à Chicago, dans l'Illinois, aux États-Unis. Il était le fils d'une mère libraire et d'un père joueur de football professionnel. Gilles Scott Heron était un écrivain talentueux dès son plus jeune âge. À l'âge de 13 ans, il a remporté un concours de poésie parrainé par le Chicago Tribune. Ici, on entend le morceau « Legend in his own mind » samplé, on l'a entendu par Mos Def.
Comment number one was the one that we decided to use here this evening, because it makes a comment, if you listen closely, on what is now being advertised in East Harlem as the Rainbow Conspiracy, a combination of the Students for a Democratic Society, the Black Panthers, and the Young Lords. And this is my particular comment about that conspiracy. Comment number one.
C'est la mise en bouche de son flemme.
The time is in the street, you know. Us living as we do, upside down. And the new word to have is revolution. People don't even want to hear the preacher spill or spiel, because God's whole God has been thoroughly peaked.
woke up one night digging Paul Revere and Nat Turner as the good guys. America stripped for bed and we had not all yet closed our eyes. The signs of truth were tattooed across our often hinted vagina. We learned to our amazement the untold tale of scandal. Two long centuries buried in a musty vault, hosed down daily with a gagging perfume. America was a bastard, the illegitimate daughter of the mother country, whose legs were then spread around the world, and a rapist known as freedom, free doom.
Le jour des funérailles de Gil Scott Heron en 2011, c'est rien de moins que Kanye West en personne qui poussa la chansonnette dans l'église de Riverside à Harlem. La foule fut un peu surprise, paraît-il, d'assister au flot de la star rap du moment. On entend ici un titre de West reprenant le culte Comment No. 1 de Gil Scott Heron.
After all is said and done, build a new route to China if they'll have you. Who will survive in America? Who will survive in America? Who will survive in America? Who will survive in America?
Angels with dirty faces, angels with broken wings, the devil's dust, PCP invading bloodstreams, people lining up to get it, fantastic new how to flip it. Illegal substance, destructive and plus addictive, trusted and respected, almost got me arrested. All the time I invested in school is now in question. Child prone to violence, like a dog returns to its own vomit, a fool for chaos, taking what we can salvage. Hustling is a up, I'm just trying to be smart, strong, our bodies found in the park. Shaolin was my heart, we stood for loyalty, all we had was each other's backs. My raps were like crystallized powder before crack, raw uncut, like what they sold in front of the storefront. The sidewalk was my brother's office, we cut our losses, I had choices. I took a pen, became the voice for the voiceless. My people walking in a zombie state. Life is short, even mine's at stake. Dirty faces, angels with broken wings, the devil's dust, PCP invading bloodstreams, people lining up to get it, fantastic new how to flip it. Illegal substance, destructive and plus addictive, trusted and respected, almost got me arrested. All the time I invested in school is now in question. Child prone to violence, like a dog returns to its own vomit, a fool for chaos, taking what we can salvage. Hustling is a up, I'm just trying to be smart, strong, our bodies found in the park. Shaolin was my heart, we stood for loyalty, all we had was each other's backs. My raps were like crystallized powder before crack, raw uncut, like what they sold in front of the storefront. The sidewalk was my brother's office, we cut our losses, I had choices. I took a pen, became the voice for the voiceless. My people walking in a zombie state, life is short, even mine's at stake. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When he could have sworn the room was moving, but that was only in his mind. He was sailing, he never really seemed to notice vision failing, 'cause that was all part of the high. The sweat was pouring, he couldn't take it, the room was exploding, he might not make it. Please, children, would you listen? Just and just ain't where it's at. You won't be
Remember what you're missing, but down some dead end streets there ain't no turning back. They were standing, everybody in a circle, the whole family. I listened to the preacher's words, sis was crying. She alone held the secret about his dying. Tears falling to earth, and maybe her fault. He was so trusting, God only knew why. They were dusting. He's gonna be the death of you children. Just ain't where it's at. You won't remember what you're missing, but down some dead end streets there ain't no turning back. To back, to back, to back. Don't mean nobody no good no more.
Dans les titres emblématiques Angel Dust et The Bottle, on entend la contribution de Brian Jackson que Gilles Scott-Heron a rencontré à l'université de Lincoln en Pennsylvanie. Les deux hommes entretiendront une étroite collaboration par la suite.
The room was exploding. He might not make it. Children, it's hard to listen, but I ain't trying to run your life. Oh, might just seem like one more good time, but down some dead end streets there ain't no turning back. Children know it's hard to listen, but I ain't trying to run your life, believe me. Don't mean nobody no good nowhere, and down some dead end streets there ain't no turning back, to back, to back, or away from.
Now I'm from the Tribe Called Quest, and I'm here tonight with the Jungle Brothers. And we're about to get into this thing called Blackest, 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 Black Hair.
So pure.
Hair. Blackest, 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 Black in America today. I have to regret to say something, something is not right. And it deals with black and white. Tell me, my G, is it me? It's just society filled with propaganda, huh? Why do we meander, huh? In a zone with hate for peace. All of this BS must cease. All I am is one black man in a mighty big right hand. Brother, brother, sister, sister, if you miss or if you mister, listen please to this fact. Black is black is black is black. Woo!
Blow!
Black is black is black is black. Back when in 68, brothers didn't have it great. They fought back with civil rights and scarred the soul. It took its sight, the common foe you plainly see. On the streets or on TV, segregation was the king. Vietnam was full in swing. Martin Luther had to shout, blast, get out, get out, get out. The situation sort of changed. But what really makes matters strange is our foe.
Le style musical de Gilles Scott-Heron était un mélange unique de spoken word, de jazz, de soul et de funk. Il était souvent considéré comme le précurseur du rap et du hip-hop, même si c'était à son corps défendant, on l'a dit. En plus d'être musicien, Gilles Scott-Heron était également un auteur publié. Il a écrit plusieurs romans, dont The Vulture et The Nigger Factory. Malgré sa popularité et son influence, Gilles Scott-Heron a eu du mal à obtenir un succès commercial durable. Cependant, ses œuvres ont continué à inspirer de nombreux artistes et musiciens. D'ici les Jungle Brothers, avec un sample d'un des plus fameux titres de Gilles, The Bottle.
So break up, black is black, not blue or purple. Being black is like a circle. Round and round we all will go. Where we end up, I don't know. Listen to me, if you will. Your fantasies will get you killed. Reality is what is real. Reality is black is black. I try to tell my people we all are one, created equal. Before we master, we must plan. Is that so hard to understand? Today's the day we get together to try to change and make things better. If not, where will we be tomorrow? Drowning in the pool of sorrow. Daylight shines, but still few see that we must fight for unity. In a picture that's fixed is black and white. Why is it both? I have to fight. Uplift the race, uplift the race. See my soul and not my face. All for one and one for all. Black is black. That's right, y'all.
When time after time, people in the bottom. There's people living in the bottom. Listen to me, see that sister, her shirt was fine. Folks, she started drinking wine from the bottom. She told me, the old man committed a crime. He's doing time, now she's hanging in the bottom. I seen her out there on the avenue all by herself. Sure need help from the bottom. I seen her, preacher man tried to help her out. She cussed him out and hit him in the head with the bottom. They turned to me, they asked me, kill now. Don't you think it's a crime? No way. And time after time after time, people in the bottom.
I can't imagine being anyone other than who I am, but I don't think that like that makes as much difference as it used to. I went to Filson, the Filson Schools of Ethical Culture. I had a very unique experience. I was the first black student to go to a white school in Tennessee. I went to Tiger Junior High School when I was like 13 years old. This was during the integration period when they were just starting to integrate the schools in Western Tennessee. I went from there to the Bronx and went to a multi-ethnic, multi-racial school, junior high school, Crescent Junior High School, where they were like all boys. Then I went to Clinton. There were 8,000 boys there. Then I went to Fieldston, where I was one of only five black students. I went to Lincoln University, where I was one of the only people who'd ever gone to school with white folks. And then I got my master's from Johns Hopkins, where I was just about the only black person in Baltimore. So from those situations there, I think I've had a very well-rounded sort of education, at least. But I was born in Chicago, born in Providence Hospital. And lived there for a couple of years.
So you've hung out with white people some, with different races.
I mean,
what's the difference between...
Mis amigos en la aula, yeah.
what's the difference between races? Where is it? Is it a cultural thing? Is it a... It's not just skin deep, is it?
No, I think it's a tradition. You know, I think it has a lot to do with what you're taught. I was taught that I was that the possibilities I had were as broad as anyone's, and that I should take advantage of the opportunities that were opening themselves to me as the 60s opened. And I think that a lot of it is mostly emotional, because anytime I see a youngster now with a rebel flag and a whole lot of action that goes in that direction, I know that that's something he never experienced. So I know that that's something that he was taught. And I feel as though it's something that his parents were lacking in terms of their own culture, their own character, that it makes that kind of thing happen. Thank you.
Samplez-moi, c'est la mise en bouche.
I used to wanna see the penitentiary way after elementary. Thought it was cool to look the judge in the face when he sentenced me. Since my uncles was institutionalized, my intuition had said I was suited for family size. My mom is stressing my daddy side. I need me a weapon, these niggas ride. Every minute, hour and second, ministers tried to save me. How I'm gonna listen when I don't even hear God? Heaven or hell, base it all on my instincts. My hands dirty, you worried about mud in your sink. You like to mistake a street nigga for real nigga. That same nigga that killed with you, squeal with you. I deal with you like my son, stare at the sun. And you'll be looking in my eyes, homie. Stand for something or fall for anything. And you working with two left feet at the skating rink. But anyway, this for my niggas, uncles, 23 hours sending me pictures. I want you to know that I'm so determined to blow that you hear the music I wrote, hope it gets you off death row. You came home to a pocket full of stones, a Metro PC phone, then you went back in. So when I touch the pen is in my view. I'ma get it right just so you.
Smoke good, eat good, live good. Smoke good, eat good, live good. Smoke good, eat good, live good.
And I do this for the city. Got some Hennessy and my real niggas with me. Fuck the police, they gon' have to come and get me. If it feel good, tell you holly if you hit me.
You like to mistake a street nigga for real nigga. The same nigga that kill with ya, squeal with ya. I like to start it out from the bottom and build with ya. Be on my last dollar and split the bill with ya. I'm 23 with morals and plans of living cordial. Not rich but wealthy, there's nothing you can tell me. My killings are not remorseful. The city got my back, and for that I give them my torso. You think about it, and don't call me lyrical. Cause really I'm just a nigga that's evil and spiritual. I know some rappers using big words to make they similes curve. My simplest shit be more pivotal. I penetrate the hearts of good kids and criminals. Worrisome individuals that live life critical. So won't you bear witness while I bare feet, so you can walk in my shoes and get to know me. But anyway, this for my pops. On his lunch break, eating in that parking lot. I wanna be heard, probably thought he worked my nerves. But really, he was stressing me, getting what I deserve. Somebody said my name on the radio, he ain't know I was ready for the world that minute. So the next time he roll up and drop grams in it, he probably be out of work, laid back while he
smoke good, eat good, live good. 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 Smoke good, eat good, live good.
And I do this for the city. Got some Hennessy and my real niggas with me. Fuck the police, they gon' have to come and get me. If it feel good, tell you holly if you hit me. Church is definitely on the move. And now we done took it up to the cathedral. Cause the ism is enormous, you know what I'm talking about? We out here rotating under the five P's. Proper preparation prevents poor performance, you know what I'm talking about? Doing my thing as I'm rotating with my speakers thumping. From the Windy City streets all the way out here to the streets of Compton. You know what I'm talking about? Church is definitely on the move. And we gonna continue to hustle and grow and develop by far. As I rotate with my true player partner by the name of Kendrick Lamar. You know what I'm talking about? This is the ism, this is the vision, you know what I'm talking about? Gotta get up off your ass and get it, man. That's the only way your pockets gonna expand. I tell you every day, you know what I'm talking about? Apply yourself to supply your wealth. Only limitations you ever have is those that you place upon yourself. Church is definitely on the move, you know what I'm talking about? Exercise your wisdom. It don't depend on no one else. Cathedral, church, ism.